Tape 3.
And I said, Oscar, you've explained something to me that I've often wondered about. I said, I knew that the older people made a good living out here in these mountains, and I couldn't figure why now that you younger ones couldn't. And I figured probably that you were just trifling and lazy. He said, no, sir, that's not it. I said, well, you have told me already then what the trouble was. I said, the trouble is that when the stock law come in here, that took your living away from you. And that's when you started into making liquor, and you've never been able to make any money on it. And it's always been a failure to everyone that's ever fooled with it. Everyone that I ever knew was a failure. I never knew of anybody to make a success in the liquor business that way. And so that kind of cleared up that situation there with me on that. And in fact, I think this is
Mr. and Mrs. Tom Randall,
and millions of acres
three.
We have over the country. Of course, I realize this. We've got automobiles.
And I said, Oscar, you've explained something.
It was taken away from them the fourth time.
I said, I knew
the way I figured. In other words,
they
started back in those days when they shouldn't have.
I couldn't figure why now,
for what we've got today.
And I figured probably that you was just trifling and lazy.
I don't see how we could do without it today.
I said, well, you have told me already then what the trouble was. I said, trouble is,
prepare in a way to
that when the stock law come in here, that took you living away from
any jobs for
you.
So that was the only thing they took to fall back on. They had no education or whatsoever, and they had no schooling. And I remember after they did start in to get jobs, well, there was one who I knew, a Mr. Griffin, who was personnel over at the U.S. Steel TCI division over at Muskoda. And I went over there to see him, and this was after the Depression, as we call it. I put some of them to work, and he said he would do that for me, and said, you give him a note, and the application. He gave me some applications, said, fill these applications out. So one of them come in there, and he says, of course, there were lots of them come in there. And I'd send them over there, and they would write them up and give them a job. Well, they were nearly starved to death. They had what you call, and I never can pronounce it just exactly right, I call it malnutritious, and your mother says that's wrong. But anyhow, being hungry is what it is. And they had that so bad that they'd have to send them to the hospital at the Lloyd Nolan and build their system up until they could go to work. And this one, though, in particular, that I was going to tell you about, he come in there and he said, Mr. Randall, says, I want to go to work. I said, well, I can get you a job, good big old strapping fella. And he says, well, sir, I'd love to have it. So I got down the application and was going to make it out for him. I said, how long, in other words, in the application, I said, how much schooling did you have? He says, sir, I said, how long did you go to school? He said, I went to school 6 years. And I said, 6 years? He said, yes, sir. And I said, what grade were you in when you quit school? He says, I was in the first grade. I said, well, now, listen, you went to school 6 years. And you say when you quit, you was in the first grade. He said, yes, sir, says, that's right. Says, I just never was able to get out of the first grade. Says, I failed every time. And then, of course, when I got the application fixed out, sure enough, he couldn't sign his name. I had to sign his name, of course, and let him put his mark on there. But I did get him a job, and he went to work. And a lot of these people that I knew back during those days that was really up against it, they're thrifty.